Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. Pleased to welcome to our program from the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, Kelly Payne. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Danny.
Trust you're doing well today.
I'm doing well. Hope you are.
I am indeed. Pleasure to chat with you. And interesting topic, Kelly, as we head into fall, we're going to be talking about preparing for spring bloom. So I'll just go ahead and ask, when should gardeners here in our area start planting bulbs for spring blooms?
Yes. So gardeners looking for spring blooms, they can start planting during the October and November months after the soil temperature has dropped below 60 degrees Fahrenheit. By planting them during these months, it allows bulbs to establish a healthy root system, and they undergo the necessary chilling period to produce the beautiful flowers in the springtime. And some common bulbs that are planted in the fall include daffodils, tulips, Irish bulbs, and so many other options. Some other options are crocuses, as they offer an early spring color to your yard.
Kelly, what factors should gardeners consider when you're choosing the spot to plant those spring bulbs?
Site selection is key to successful bulb growth and flower production. So bulbs, they prefer a full sun location. So you want to select a location that gets at least 6 hours of sunlight per day.
Okay.
They also grow best in well-drained soil, which is crucial for their root development, and they require a soil pH between a 6 and a 7.
Okay.
So if you would like to check your soil's pH nutrient levels, you can always conduct a soil test and amend the soil based on the results. And you can find the boxes and kits available at your local extension office. Or if you have more heavy clay soil, you can improve your drainage by incorporating compost or even peat moss into the top 12 to 8 inches of the soil.
Terrific. Our guest is Kelly Payne here on Extension Today on WIFM, and we're talking about spring blooms and preparing now for those spring blooms. So, Kelly, what are some of the most important things to look for if you're buying bulbs at the garden center? And this is always a curious one for me, are the bigger bulbs really better?
When you're selecting your bulbs from the garden center, you want to, very critical for successful blooms in the springtime, so you want to look for the firmness of the bulb.
Okay.
So the bulb should feel solid and heavy. Think like a healthy onion or potato. If it's soft, squishy, or even brittle bulbs, this will be a sign of rot or even improper storage, and is probably unlikely to grow. So you want to visually inspect your bulbs when buying them to avoid any signs of mold or drained out husk. And on the talking about, are bigger bulbs really better? So quality bulbs will typically, they will be larger as they have stored more food and energy for production.
Kelly Payne, our guest on Extension Today. Let's talk about the planting process now, if you will. Kind of walk us through this. How deep should we plant the bulbs, and is there a right way to place them in the ground? I'm always curious about that.
A general rule is to plant the bulbs three times as deep as their width. So, for example, if a bulb that is 2 inches wide, you would want to plant that 6 inches deep. And you always will set the bulbs with the tip facing upward and the roots down. And then after planting, you will cover them, cover the soil and also approximately 2 to 3 inches of mulch.
Okay.
The mulch can help protect the bulbs over the wintertime and minimize temperature fluctuations and also maintain soil moisture.
Well, Kelly, I just found out I've been doing it wrong for a really long time. I'm learning stuff today, which is great. So after the bulbs are set in the ground, then what kind of care do they need?
So once planting is complete, you want to be patient and wait for the springtime. And then as spring days become warmer and longer, your awaited display of color should emerge. And after bloom, you want to keep the green foliage on the bulb to provide it with the needed nutrients it needs for next year's blooming season. And be sure to water your bulbs when soil is dry. You also may fertilize the area where you plant the bulbs if you are maintaining them in the same bed year after year. And there is a bulb-specific fertilizer that you may use.
Okay.
But if blooms do become crowded, overgrown, or not flowering, you may want to divide them.
Ah, terrific information, Kelly Payne. Spectacular spring garden. You got to plant your bulbs in the fall. Now I understand it a lot better. So before I let you go today, Kelly, I want you to talk a little bit about some successes you've had with the Extension folks at the farmers market, this donation station. Can you enlighten us about that, please?
Yes, thank you for asking. So this year at the Yadkin Farmers Market, local food coordinators Chelsea Johnson, she is the FCS agent here in Yadkin County, and myself, I'm the horticulture agent. So we had a successful donation station project at the Yadkin Farmers Market this year, and this initiative aimed at improving access to fresh local food and resulted in significant community impact. So through this partnership, we were able to facilitate the donation of 366 pounds of fresh produce to Yadkin Christian Ministries, local here in Yadkin County. And this effort also directed $945 back into the hands of local farmers, directly supporting their hard work and strengthening the local food economy here in the county.
Wow, I would say definitely very successful. Great job for you and Chelsea. Congratulations. Before I let you go, too, if folks have questions about this, and as I said, I've learned some things that I've been doing wrong for years. They have more questions or maybe just want to get refreshed on what we talked about. What's the best way to get in touch with Kelly Payne?
Our office is an equal opportunity provider. So if you have any questions related to horticulture, please feel free to contact myself, Kelly Payne. My email is Kelly, it's K-E-L-L-E-E, underscore Payne, P-A-Y-N-E, and that is at ncsu.edu.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can give us a call at our office at 336-849-7908.
Great information today, Kelly. It's really a pleasure to talk with you, and I look forward to talking with you the next time. Kelly Payne with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, thank you so very much for joining us today, and I hope you have a great rest of the day.
Thank you so much, Danny, for having me on, and you too.
Thank you, and folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today right here, WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.